Thank you for listening to Internet Boyfriends. Internet Boyfriends.
She's jealous, isn't she?
No, I don't think so.
To Internet Boyfriends.
We are really bad on staying on top. I fucking apologize to any listeners that think that we're organized in any fucking way.
And you're listening to Internet Boyfriends.
The Nazis are back, and they're flying over, about to bomb fucking Toronto, duck and cover.
Krampus!
Like, just fucking...
Yeah, like, I wish I had a better way of describing that so I didn't sound like a fucking racist. Like,
it's terrible!
I'm a big fan of pickles.
I'm telling you what I learned from television and Wikipedia.
She really likes how I say audio.
I know how the internet works.
Internet Boyfriends.
Whatever you want. She sent me out to Loblaws to pick up gluten-free flour, and they were out, so I picked up, but while I was there, I picked up this pack of tarts, which is 4 butter tarts, 4 raspberry tarts, 4 lemon tarts, and I've eaten 9 of them, well, 8 of them, the one's in my hand right now. In the meantime,
happy birthday, motherfucker!
Woo! Exactly. It's my 30th birthday. If I could buy shitty, disgusting food for me now, what can I help? And then when I left, and I had the brown sugar she asked for and the toilet paper we needed, because we were lazy and hadn't picked up toilet paper in a while, and the hot sauce we needed, which may tie into a question later on.
Okay.
I think this is a hot sauce question.
You're not supposed to address them yet, because
I'm answering the question. I think there's a hot sauce question, though.
I'm saying you're not supposed to address that where there's the audience, because we're supposed to start with the thing where it's like,
I know.
Didn't see you there.
I'm recording now. You can delete whatever you want. I'm recording this so you can have stuff to play with if you decide to.
All right, well,
okay.
So, and I'm almost done. So we'll start the intro in a second. And so I picked up all this stuff, then picked up the weird gluten-free flour that wasn't at the main grocery store I wanted to get it at, and picked it up on the way home, and she made brownies, and they're sitting on the stove now, and I promise I'm not eating them. I want to eat them, because I'm drunk now. I finished off my Baker's.
And brownies are delicious, so...
I'm not stoned, though. Brownies are a special... God. Sometime in the last, I'll say 6 months... We watched, this is a total aside, you can scrap this or not, I don't give a shit.
Depends on how funny it is.
We were watching Good Eats, and it was the first episode after Alton Brown lost a shitload of weight.
Gotcha.
And he was talking about his diet of how he lost weight. And one of the things he did was, he ate, he ate anchovies, and anchovies are good for you. They're high in salt, which is not good, but in general, they're high in lots of other things, so they're a good sort of like lunch-type meal or something, like a small meal. Not a good big meal, but a good small meal.
Yeah, so I eat anchovies and bread all the time. Yeah.
At the time, I picked up this can of anchovies, and it's literally been at least 6 months at this point, and I have not eaten them. So every time Michelle says, try these, eat, because it's the Breslin kind of whatever...
Yeah.
Eat the Breslings. I'm like, no, I'm nowhere near high enough. Because
see,
when
right.
I'm stoned, you want. Well, when I'm stoned, I want salty treats.
Yeah, same here.
I don't know if I'm assuming I'm not the only one based on other people I know who are stoned, but I want salty treats.
Now you're killing me, because I've never been high, and then like I love anchovies when I'm fucking straight. So I can't even imagine. Like I would just fucking house anchovies. And by the way, while we're on the topic, and maybe somebody could, if you don't know the answer, somebody could tell us. Is it okay to eat the oil? Because I just eat whatever's in the can.
I think it's okay to eat everything in it.
Yeah, all right. That's what I figured.
Because it's usually like olive oil, or it's.
Yeah, but olive oil is bad for you. Like you can't just eat straight olive oil.
Yes and no. It's
high in fat. Yeah,
it's high in fat, but it's mostly saturated fat, which is better for you than other fats.
Unsaturated.
Yeah, it's mostly good fat.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
It's
not
trans
fat. Whatever, yeah.
It's not.
Wasn't really going to change my lunch, but yeah.
Exactly.
I figured I'd ask.
It's mostly good fat. It's fruit fat because all of your fruits, but it's usually packed in olive oil or water.
Yeah.
Either of which is, as far as assorted disgusting liquids go, safe to eat.
Yeah.
Not that it's either going to kill you anyway, but relatively healthy as far as these things go. But they've literally been in my cupboard for 6 or more months. And I don't want to eat them when I'm stoned by myself. Because
wait,
then Michelle
will
come
home. Like a horrible reaction or something?
No, because then Michelle will come home and see that the the anchovies are gone. She'll go, you were stoned. And I'll be like, I was. And I'll be all, not embarrassed, but like, yeah.
Like the dog that shit on the floor.
Exactly. Yeah. Not shit on the floor, but like the dog that like ate something it wasn't supposed to.
Okay, yeah.
And like, yeah, right, I didn't make a mess, but I didn't ruin anything, but I probably shouldn't have done what I did by myself. So yeah. I'm waiting for a time when I'm stoned with Michelle, and for her to, I keep, every time she says it, I'm like, suggest it when I'm stoned. And clearly, for new listeners, I'm very pro-marijuana.
I think we're both. I think it goes without saying we're both pro marijuana. It's just you have easy access to it. I don't.
In Montreal, especially, like we're very relaxed about marijuana. I always say suggest it when I'm stoned, and she hasn't yet. So
she's gotta get on that shit.
She does.
Yeah.
And while I went out to the grocery store to pick up all this stuff, I noticed in the trunk that for my 30th birthday, not I'm sure it's not my present, if anything, because we bought each other each giant collections of pots and pans and Dutch ovens and stuff, so we spent a lot of money on each other already.
Dutch oven.
Both shipped to the States because it's way cheaper, and yes, Dutch oven's funny.
Yes, Dutch oven is very funny.
But when I went out to pick up the brown sugar and gluten-free flour for our friends and whatnot, I put it in the trunk, and I saw chips and pretzels and cheesies and stuff, which is stuff I love. For my birthday party tomorrow, because it's still 11, and I'm still
You're
29.
You're such a shit.
I'm 29. Fuck off. I'm 29.
I'm saying that you're spying ahead.
I'm
you're
not
skipping
spying.
Ahead looking at,
I went
yeah.
shopping and put my groceries in the trunk. That's normal.
Nah, I don't know.
Absolutely normal.
See, I don't drive, so it's not normal for me. That's spying.
It's normal. It's normal, trust me. But there was also a box that there's a... I don't know, 3 kilogram, like, a giant box of Goldfish crackers, like the Pepperidge Farm Goldfish, which I love. And so I noticed in the trunk, as I put the stuff she needed for tonight in the trunk, that there was the snacks for tomorrow, from what my sort of surprise party is happening, and also a box of Goldfish. I'm like, ooh, sweet Goldfish.
I like how you say 3 kilograms, because to me, I don't know what the hell kilogram. I have no concept. I shouldn't say that. I'm not an idiot. I have
7 pounds or so.
No, I understand. I get the idea. I'm not a fucking moron. But when you first say it, I'm like 3 kilograms of goldfish. I just imagine like the Scrooge McDuck like money pile. You're just swimming in goldfish.
Well, it's a box with
three kilograms of goldfish.
It's a box with those three of those like vacuum sealed bags in them.
Yeah.
So you open one bag, polish off the salty, delicious, cheesy goodness of goldfish, of Pepperidge Farm goldfish. If they want to sponsor us, they're welcome to, because I will talk them up as much as I can.
No, see, I won't. They can't sponsor us, because I'm a traitor, and I don't know if you guys have them up in Canada, but I really like Cheez-Its. Specifically...
We don't get Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its are delicious.
You haven't heard what I'm going to say that, though.
Go on. I'll let you finish, and then I'll correct you.
Okay. There's this new product called... or not new. Everything's new to me, and it's not that new. It's new and it's called Duos, and it's half one thing and half the other. So there's like spicy Cheez-Its, and then there's like salty Cheez-Its, and it's just the best fucking thing ever. And if I haven't smoked weed in a long time, and if I did a box, like I would have a box of Duos under like the break if high glass in my room or something, and just like fucking gotta eat the like emergency rations for when I'm high. Fucking Duos, they're awesome. I highly recommend
Duos.
Last
time we were in this, not last time, but at some point we were down in Champlain or Plattsburgh, because Montreal is 45 minutes north of Champlain and an hour and 50 minutes north of Plattsburgh, which are two cities. Wait, if you're in New York City, upstate New York is different than what I consider upstate New York.
Yeah.
New York City considers upstate New York Albany-ish and south.
Yeah.
I'm way upstate New York. I'm fucking Canada south. And they're just as redneck, just as fat, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But we went down to Champlain or Plattsburgh and picked up, because I love Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its are delicious. I'm not arguing the deliciousness of Cheez-Its. But we picked up one of the duo packs where it's like, half the Cheez-Its are one thing, I'm assuming that's what you're talking about. Half the Cheez-Its are one flavor, half are another, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They, well, no, this is they're not separated. They're together.
No, no, they're all in one bag, yeah. But they're two flavors.
Yeah, they're all in one bag. Yeah, they're two flavors. Yes,
I picked up a traditional or like spicy Cheez-Its and like I want to say garlic or something. Like it wasn't a cheese Cheez-It. It was like a
they have Tabasco Cheez-Its.
Oh, Tabasco.
Yeah, I haven't tried them because I'm.
That's a question. Come from the Q&A. There's a hot sauce question. We'll leave it for that. We'll talk about Tabasco later. But
if we ever make it to the Q&A,
if
episode.
We do, this could be saved for like padding at any point. Who cares?
I think I might have to release this as like the intro to the Q&A episode and then the Q&A episode, like a,
that's
like
fine.
A point
you can,
.5.
You're in charge of the release schedule. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
This is issue zero of the of the Q&A
exactly.
episode.
This is 11.1 or something.
It probably will be. It probably will be.
Nice. Anyway, we were in Champlain or Plattsburgh. I can't remember now, at some Price Choppers or assorted other grocery-esque store.
Yeah, fuck yeah, Price Chopper. That is.
And we picked. I think it was Price Choppers because it's. We were in Plattsburgh. We were across the street from the Target in Plattsburgh. This is. I'm saying these things like people know what they're talking about, but no one fucking lives in Plattsburgh that has internet. Plattsburgh is redneck as fuck.
Yeah, but even when I was living in Poughkeepsie, there was Price Chopper, and I loved it because it's like it brings up food and axe murder.
Price Chopper's everywhere. Price Chopper's everywhere. Target's everywhere.
Price Chopper is not everywhere.
Oh, Price. No. Okay. In the Northeast, Price Chopper's everywhere.
It's not in Jersey.
No, but in New England, Price Chopper's pretty common.
All right, fair enough. I don't know what the fuck those fucks do up there. But
yeah, I understand.
Jersey.
But like, the Champlain is the main grocery store just across, like. We drive just across the border just enough to pick up, like, as we talked about in an earlier podcast, when Michelle was making cupcakes regularly, she'd pick up butter and other things that were, like, way cheaper in the States. So we went down to New York and picked up butter and Champlain. One of these trips, we went down to either Champlain or Plattsburgh. Plattsburgh is the bigger city of the way upstate New York stuff. We picked up these Cheez-Its. And they were gross. There was one... whatever... Cheez-Its is very good with assorted cheese flavors.
Yeah.
Very good. They're like... I don't know if you guys get cheese bits in the States, but they're like cheese bits.
Nah, doesn't ring a bell, but...
Oh, not cheese bits. Cheese nibs.
Oh, yeah, cheese nibs. Yeah,
cheese nibs are similar to cheeses. They're square, covered in assorted miscellaneous cheese product.
Yes.
And,
cheese-like products.
Yeah, exactly.
Really.
Briefly, we had a three cheese nibs, and they were fantastic. They covered your fingers.
What three cheeses?
a Parmesan.
It doesn't matter because they're
not. It was Parmesan-esque, cheddar-esque, and another thing-esque.
Yeah.
Clearly, it wasn't actual of those things, but it was like it was a sharper cheese.
Yes.
In general. Yeah. It was all fake cheese bullshit powder.
Sharper dust.
This is the cheese episode.
I guess so, yeah.
Michelle's out now drinking wine and having Spanish cheeses, and I'm very jealous of having Manchego because I love Manchego.
Manchego and
so
apples.
Good.
That's a good meal right there.
Oh, apples. I love apples. Anyway.
Is this really what the podcast is turning into?
This is going to be a random release.
Also like cheese? I love cheese. What do you think about olives? They're fantastic.
I've had olives. I've literally had olives once in my life.
That's because you're a fucking asshole.
No, it's because...
Actually, no. We passed the test from How I Met Your Mother. Is that if you got olives on your salad, you would give them to me.
Okay, yes, I probably would. Okay, we'll just carry on with this and stop it whenever. We went to this brew pub in Montreal called Benelux.
Yeah.
And we got the... Benelux has assorted brews they make them... Beer brews they make themselves. So we got beer. And we also got a platter of sort of snack foods. We got crackers. We wanted to skip the olives and get more cheese or something, whatever. So we got crackers and cheese and olives. And now that I'm, for those of you that are new or don't know me, for 29 years I would not touch an onion or really try food in general that I thought would might taste gross. And in the last year or so, I've been much, much, much better. I'm still a little shitty about it, but I tried. We so they had olives. They had olives and cheese and crackers and maybe some sort of like charcuterie cold cut type thing.
Before you continue, you do know you just shut me down with that, right? Where, you know, for most of my life, I wouldn't try anything that tasted gross, because if you taste things that are gross, you're fundamentally a bad person.
Of course.
You know, or along those lines. And then there's me, who, you know,
the dog food. If anyone wants to know about the dog food,
No.
The main issues were onions and mushrooms. Mushrooms are still an issue, as you discovered when we went to dinner in New York for New York Comic Con.
I can't blame you though, because I don't really like it's a fucking fungus. Like I
understand.
I eat them and I enjoy them, but I don't like thinking.
No,
about
but
them.
I like fully like I could not. I could physically not eat onions without gagging.
Okay.
And I love Mexican food, which makes this difficult. So, in the last year or so, I've acclimatized myself somewhat to onions. And I completely... Cheez-Its. Jesus
Christ. They were onion-flavored Cheez-Its?
No, it was half normal cheese flavor, which they do really good cheese flavor for Cheez-Its, and half, like, garlic or, like, oregano or, like, some sort of, like, savory-esque Cheez-It.
Oh no!
And half it was delicious, and half it was terrible. So we ended up throwing out those boxes of cheeses we got there with those duos you love so much.
Yeah,
because of my
issues
at the time of onions and assorted other things. And speaking of olives, I've had olives once, and the main thing I got out of them was that these are salty as shit.
Yeah, they are.
And I was like, I could just lick salt and then drink tequila if I wanted to. I don't need to eat to chew salt.
It's not just the salt. I'm the guy who drinks dirty martinis. I'm the guy who asks for like I seriously eat my martinis because I just say if you got olives back there, just keep dumping them in because I love fucking olives.
We have a friend that gave Michelle these. Mixer bottles of stuff to mix into vodka or whatever for things. And one of them is the dirty martini.
Yeah.
And it was why would I want to drink salty vodka?
Because it's fucking delicious.
No, it's not. It's not.
It is.
It's terrible. It was, we have the martini, the pomegranate martini, a lime martini, the dirty martini, and the chocolate-esque martini. And I haven't had the chocolate yet, but the dirty martini is fucking salty as shit.
Wait,
it's awful.
I know I'm going to sound like an idiot, but do they do dirty martinis with gin?
You can do gin or vodka.
Yeah, I've just never done that. I love gin, and I drink gin martinis, but I've never said, "Hey, I want a dirty gin martini." So I got to try that. I love gin.
I'm a recent gin convert. There's a bar in Montreal called the Burgundy Line that has delicious gin cocktails.
I think a lot of people don't like gin because it tastes like shit usually, because most of the gin you drink tastes like shit. Anything that's a well gin is awful. Unless it's expensive, it's bad gin and it tastes
We picked
terrible.
Up Bombay Sapphire as our like a couple months ago. A little while ago, we figured, let's finally stock our quote unquote bar.
Yeah.
So we picked up a nice tequila, we picked up Bombay Sapphire, we picked up the 7-year-old Cuban rum, and absolute vodka, like a half decent vodka.
Yeah.
And the gin is much better when you're not drinking fucking bush, what's it called, Beef Eaters or something.
Yeah. Beef Eater, I'm not a big fan of Beef Eater. Bombay Sapphire, I like quite a bit.
I will drink
Beef Eater, but I mean, you know, I don't care. I like gin enough that I'm fine drinking shitty gin, but I prefer drinking things that taste good.
I agree. And at this point, I'm more like, now that Bombay Sapphire and the delicious cocktails have convinced me of the deliciousness of gin, I'm more eager to taste it in general.
Yeah.
And now that I've drank enough whiskey and assorted other hard liquors straight that I don't feel the burn anymore, it's not as big a deal.
That burn's gone. Joey,
you've lost the burn, but unlike you, I drink regularly. Either beer or bourbon is my beer and bourbon are my two preferences. Yeah. But I will drink fucking anything at this point. I don't get drunk regularly, but I will drink regularly, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I agree with that.
As such, my tolerance is... And I'm probably significantly heavier than Joey and have a lot more fat to process this shit.
Don't say that about...
I am.
Oh,
come on.
No.
How much do you weigh?
190.
I'm 220 and a good 4 or 5 inches shorter than you.
Yeah, all
right. You're 6'3", 6'4"?
No.
How tall are you?
6'1".
You're only a couple... Okay, so that's even worse. I'm 2 inches shorter than you, and I've got a good 30 pounds on you. And I drink regularly. As such, anyone who understands can do the math and understand that I can probably drink Joe on the table and likely drink more regularly than he does.
Yeah, I would say now you could definitely drink
me now.
Now you could definitely drink me on the table.
Not
you were 5 years
in a dorm
ago.
At university. I've never been in that situation.
Yeah.
Ever. So I at that point, I can't argue.
6 years ago, I could outdrink a fucking garbage can.
Because I never went to university, so I never had that dorm living situation, which is probably a good thing.
And I think that you've also never had the situation where you throw up and you're like, awesome, now more room for alcohol!
No, I only ever throw up in the morning. There was a brief time where my nickname was Puke, but ultimately... It's a morning thing. Since tomorrow is my 30th birthday, chances are Sunday morning I will be... I've already cleared with Michelle. She understands that I will be throwing up Sunday morning.
Yeah, right on.
And then going to Comic-Con.
Awesome.
Yep.
Very cool.
December 5th in Montreal.
Yeah.
No one's
gonna
hear
that.
This.
Yeah.
Is Tom Fowler's there. Kelly
Where is Cameron Stewart going? Because I've been following today. I was sitting I can't go into how it's happening today. Yeah. Even though probably by the time this goes up, it's going to be obvious what happened today. But I can't say what it is right now. I just don't feel comfortable. I'll post about it on Twitter and everyone will understand. It's good. Let's put it that way. Something good happened today. You know what it is. They don't know what it is yet.
I don't know what you're talking about, but.
Okay, well, you know what? Fuck it, because this is going to sit on my hard drive. I got hired as an editor for Peaky Geek.
Oh, is that what you're talking about? Yes, I did.
Yeah, so I'm going to go on with them until whenever the site shuts down, I guess, or whenever I have to, I don't know, whenever it comes to the junction where I have to leave there, that's what I'm going to leave there. But for now, I've found full-time employment, and I'm working for Peaky Geek.
Yes.
So there's that, and I'm getting...
PIKIGeek.com.
Yeah, I don't know if they want their name being thrown around with my shit, but whatever, I don't care. So yeah, I'm at least now I will be moving into a managerial position there where I'm going to be a managing editor and things like that. So I'm assuming they don't really give a shit that I'm a part of this.
Yeah.
And fuck them if they do. I mean, I know that they pay me and everything, and it's not great to say fuck you to your employer, but this comes first for me.
Yeah.
Like I'm not, and another thing too is I'm not putting anything out there in this. Like I know that as I looked over the questions for the Q&A, I will be saying a racial slur pretty early on in these questions, but it has nothing to do with me. It's got nothing to do with me, and there's no malice involved, so I got no problem with that, so whatever. Because I know another thing too is I can't say fuck
really,
at all.
Okay, yeah, got it. I just looked at the list of questions and saw which one you're talking about. It is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th question.
It's Chris's question.
Yeah, it's
so,
Chris's question. Good old Chris Powers.
Yeah.
Did you meet him at Comic-Con?
I did not.
Oh, he's a good guy.
I missed out on a lot of people. But hey, is Cameron Stewart going to the Montreal Comic-Con?
No, he is not.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the weekend of Montreal Comic Con. Okay, for those of you who don't know, Cameron Stewart and Carl Kerschel, Yannick Paquette, and others live in Montreal. There is at the same week. This starting today is the what's it called?
New Orleans Comic Con?
No, actually, Cameron Stewart's out of town this weekend. He's at Atlanta Comic Con, I think.
It was Atlanta. Okay, yeah. I knew it was somewhere in the south. Yeah.
But Carl Kerschel is at. I think it's called Smart Design Mart, which is a sort of... Michelle with her cupcakes was invited to it. It's a high-end sort of craft fair-esque, we'll say. There's also... Pop Montreal is a music festival. They also have... they also have a craft fair, for lack of a term, whose name I escaped me right now. I've been drinking. I feel like I'm on Nabe.
Ooh.
I listened to one episode.
Whoa,
they got loaded.
That's the way to do a podcast. I'm doing this shit wrong where I'm not getting drunk.
I'm not arguing with them that they're doing that. I'm just saying I'm pretty loaded right now. So, anyway, there's also Pop Montreal has a craft fair, and Michelle, my girlfriend, who has made cupcakes sort of professionally in the past, was there a lot. So she was invited, and she's very good at it. She makes excellent cupcakes. As anyone who's ever tasted them knows.
So she was
invited to this Smart Design Mart, and Carl Kerschel is going to be there instead of Montreal Comic Con, which is frustrating because I want to get my Abominable Charles Christopher book signed.
Gotcha.
But I'm sure I'll see him at some point, so it's not a big deal. But it's a little annoying. And Michelle turned down it because it's my birthday, and it's especially my 30th birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
So Carl is there. It's Smart Design Mart. Cameron is in Atlanta or whatever. I think it's Atlanta.
Well, the reason I brought him up was because I thought there was a really not even a story. It was like two tweets, but I thought it was really funny that he went through customs or sort of security thing, and they said, "What do you do?" And he goes, "I draw comic books." And they said, "Like, well, what do you draw?" And he goes, "I draw Batman." And the guy goes, "Oh, fucking, you draw Batman? Show me Batman!" And he fucking sketched Batman or whatever. I thought that was really cute.
It was a really good story. I almost tweeted at him when I drove down for New York Comic Con. They asked you what you're going down for. And I said New York Comic Con.
Did you bust your shirt open and have the
No.
Underneath it?
I wasn't wearing like a strong bad or it's Always Sunny or it's assorted other Comic Con acceptable t-shirts. Because they really don't have many because most of them are ugly as shit.
What do you mean?
Most comic t-shirts are ugly as sin.
I don't think so.
No, they are. They're mostly giant pictures of ridiculous, like, Wolverine, like, throwing his claws up, covering the entire shirt. The assorted lantern core shirts are an exception.
I was actually just going to say that.
Those are all fantastic. They're just a nice, solid color shirt with a small logo in the chest. Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Green Lantern fan, but I love my Green Lantern shirt.
They're all good shirts. DC is better at that because most of their guys have logos, so it's easier to make a very simple, subdued, nice shirt as opposed to a Wolverine shirt, which can't be done other than Wolverine, like, in a crazy pose, ridiculous, taking up the entire shirt.
Well, I guess Spider-Man,
Spider-Man, X-Men, FF, you could have stuff.
Oh, I would love to have an FF
shirt. You don't
really,
like, I don't know that I've seen an FF t-shirt because they're not popular anymore. Which is ridiculous.
That sucks balls. Because
Hickman is doing a great job.
I would love to have an FF t-shirt. I gotta hunt that down. That's going on my Christmas list.
I'm sure there is like the shirt I'm wearing right now, which is a bootleg It's Always Sunny shirt, which is a Patty's Irish Pub t-shirt.
Nice.
I'm sure there's a bootleg FF t-shirt out there somewhere. That's just a solid blue with a big four in front of it. It's too easy to do otherwise.
I can't throw down with my shirt because I'm wearing a Rockman shirt, but I am wearing Incredible Hulk underwear right now, so
nice.
I got that for me. Yep.
Nice.
That's nerdy right there.
So the two big Montreal guys are Cameron Stewart and Carl Kerschel, who are both not at Montreal Comic Con.
Yes.
But in town are some Toronto guys, Francis Manapul of Flash fame, Agnes Garbowska. I don't know. Garbowska? I'm not sure how to pronounce it. It's long Eastern European last name.
I'm the wrong person to ask.
Who is Francis's girlfriend, ultimately, but she's also a very talented cartoonist of her own.
Gotcha.
And Marcus Toe, who does Red Robin now, are coming into town. Tom Fowler is coming into town, who's fucking unbelievable.
I know that name.
I don't shut up about him. He's unbelievable. Him and Jeff Parker did Mysterious, the Unfathomable, and he was just in town last weekend for a gallery showing at La Galerie. And if the four or five of you who listen to this are ever in Montreal and like comics, you have to go to La Galerie because their comic card collection is unbelievable. Kelly Stindl, who used to do the backlist for Proof and did Proof, I want to say 17. He's not gonna kill me. He's too nice a guy to kill me, but he might scowl at me or something.
Why would anyone scowl at you?
He's gonna be there also. Who is the nicest guy I've ever met in comics.
I don't know. Darwin Cook, I think.
Darwin Cook is awesome. He's not a nice guy.
Really?
He's not a nice guy. He's not... I would never, ever, ever use nice to describe Dalvin Cook.
Why?
Because he's while he's... He loves his fans and is does great work and will never burn a bridge and is also, like... But he's also, like... Fuck, I don't know how old Dalvin Cook is, but he's also rough around the edges, blue-collar-esque, like, this is how it is, if not, fuck you, kind of guy.
I guess it's just because I'm kind of that guy.
No, I love Dalvin Cook. We both know I love Dalvin Cook.
No, but... I'm just saying, like, that's my definition of a nice guy.
He's the definition of an awesome guy, a wonderful guy. He's lots of other great superlatives, but nice is not a word I would ever use to describe Dalvin Cook.
All right.
And I've met him a few times now, and he's always been nice to me, but nice is still not a word I would use. And I don't know why I'm pumping Montreal Comic Con, because it's on Sunday, and no one's going to hear this until well after that, but we're recording this, so who gives a fuck?
It might go up before Sunday because it we got. Well, no, wait. No, it won't because we got the Tuesday episode and then the sorry.
And no Montreal is listening to this anyway. It's all outside people, but you get to hear our wonderful story about Montreal Comic Con and how Cameron Stewart is out of town, and Carl Kerschel is at Smart Design Mart, and how my longtime good friend Alan Snoddy, who is the touring guitarist of the band Stars. Can't make it to my birthday because they're playing in Montreal on that day, and so clearly he can't make it. Unfortunately.
And you're not going to support him?
I'm staying at home and drinking. So my friends are coming here, and Alan, apparently Michelle, I don't know what's going on for my birthday. Michelle sent out a bunch of invites to, amongst other people, Kelly Tindall and lots of my friends and whatnot. I have friends in towns. Whatever. I'm not clear.
Okay.
Skip this.
Yes.
but Alan can't make it because he's clearly playing. Their band is headlining the show. Yeah. And so he's not going to end till at least midnight. So there's no way he's going to make it here. So it's all.
I feel bad that I can't come, but I'm glad we're doing this because I get to at least be there with you when you turn 30.
You will be. We're 27 minutes from now. But no, like
we'll be probably halfway through the Q&A when you turn 30.
Probably,
so
or the other show we're gonna do with the media top five or whatever. But
well, we got to do Q&A because
we're
is the
definitely
whole
doing Q&A. That's definitely happening. All right, talk
so
whatever.
So let's end this.
And we'll either produce it or not.
But no. This is gonna go up. I don't care. I think anything that can be bite size, like commute size,
fair enough,
where someone can listen to it on their commute. I don't give it. I think there's at least somebody out there. Hey, Allie said that she listened to us on her commute, so at least Allie, this episode, this intro episode to the next episode, which was supposed to be that episode, is for you. It's dedicated to you because you told me that you listened to this on your commute. So maybe one morning where you don't have a podcast to listen to, you can listen to us rambling about cheese and Price Chopper and smoking weed and turning 30 and everything else. So to you, Allie, here's an episode for you.
It's just for Allie, who is full of moxie and also tiny but powerful and full of fury.
That sounds like a lot of people we know.
It does, unfortunately. We know a lot of tiny people full of fury, but...
And full of moxie.
And full of moxie. And I'm not going to say Allie over Mandy, a.k.a. at Swamp Rat, or at Wonder Allie, but they're equally full of moxie and equally tiny while furious, and you would not want to anger them because they will punch you in the balls without reservation.
But they are classy dames, too.
They are both classy dames. And both lovely dames. They're both classy and lovely dames.
Yeah, I don't know Allie, but I'm willing to go to bat for her over that. Because she's from Jersey. And
she is
I got
from Jersey,
it, so.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, fuck you. So, this is another intro of Internet Boyfriends.
And I'm at Gobo.
You're Ryan.
I'm Ryan, a.k.a. at Gobo.
And that now the internet sensation is the fucking internet fame is going to your head.
Fuck off!
Like my name's Gobo now.
I
will be referred to as at Gobo.
I am Ryan, aka at Gobo, and you're Joey, aka at MR Balls.
And you've heard an intro to the next episode. So join us as soon as that this is over. If you want to now go into the next episode, they'll probably be up at the same time. So we'll see you in about 5 seconds, if that. So
All right. Take it easy. I'll see you in a minute or two.
See you in 5 seconds. Yeah.